Greetings and blessings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. That was Leonard Knight. We're going to talk about him today in our Bible study entitled Fools for Christ Indeed. And we're going to feature Leonard Knight, who is the creator of Salvation Mountain, located in the California desert. Leonard literally, with his bare hands, adobe clay and straw, built a monument to his core beliefs, namely, number one, repent and be saved, and number two, God is love. Great core beliefs to have, right? I came across Leonard, quite by accident. I don't know if there's any truly accidents in God's kingdom, but I did, in fact, stumble upon this story, only to realize Leonard perfectly embodies our verse for today that's found in 1 Corinthians. So, whomever's doing the honors, switch that PowerPoint, please. And we're going to read 1 Corinthians 1, 27 from the New American Standard Version. And it reads, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong." Now, rather than, trot out the commentaries and the concordances and try to impress you with how much I know or can dissect this verse. And all those things are good, and they do have a place in Bible study. I simply must share some incredible statistics about Leonard, simply to bring home the mind-boggling truth about the power of this simple verse that we're studying today. Do you realize, at one point, Leonard, he was no longer with us, he's passed away in 2016, was the most visited man on earth. The most visited man on earth. Wow, that's mind-blowing. 500,000 visitors. And he did this without advertising. He didn't have an advertising agency. He didn't have a PR firm. He didn't even have a marketing plan. The marketing plan was simple. It was repent and be saved, and God is love. Pretty easy to remember. In fact, his artwork, or Salvation Mountain, which he created, has been featured on album covers and films by groups like Third Day. Third Day features your artwork on their album covers. Mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing that this simple human being could just have such notoriety in such a short amount of time. In fact, today's Salvation Mountain is a protected national monument, just like Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore. Oh, my goodness. How is that even possible? I'm glad you asked. So let's take a closer look, if you would. Switch that PowerPoint, because we're going to go over some of the core beliefs that we have talked about. For Leonard, because that's who is our feature today, to make some profound connections with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, the man, Leonard the man, was persecuted and he was not esteemed. And if you watch the full documentary, it's about 45 minutes, he was quite persecuted, trying to really get him off the mountain, get him out of the desert, unable to do so, just like with Jesus. Yet people were drawn to him worldwide. People flocked from as far away as Israel to come and see this person, like a modern day John the Baptist, to see him. Pretty much the same message too, right? Repent and be saved. Now the message simply this, repent and be saved, found in Acts 3:19, and God is love. Of course, 1 John 4:8, and let me readjust what I'm reading off of. All right. You know, but wait. I want to make the connection here because, you know, always when we feature anybody, even when we talk about Jesus Christ, and we see the things he did, and we say, go forth and do the same, we're like, ah, I'm not Jesus. And then we show you people like Leonard and say, okay, you're not Jesus, but go forth and do like Leonard. And we say, ah, but I'm not Leonard. I can't do that. But I want you to realize that God gave us a Leonard Knight. In fact, he's given us several. So if you would please switch that PowerPoint. Don and Anna Ruth Whitmore. People thought they were crazy. They were cray-cray to start a church for people with disabilities. What? We didn't even have accessible buses back then, 60 years ago, right? And yet they felt called, and they went ahead and they did it in 60 years. Hence, here we are. They built their Salvation Mountain at 6929 Day Street. Amen? Amen. Switch that PowerPoint. We're not done. More Leonard Knights in our midst. Of course, David and Pris. Keeping the doors open. Why the people thought they were nuts? I'm sure. We never had the honor to meet Don or Anna Ruth, but certainly David, Pastor David. And, you know, Pris probably thinks I'm crazy to keep those doors open. But I'll tell you what, switch that PowerPoint. Going forward, in our midst, Leonard Knights, Pastor Larry, and all of you. Do you see yourself up there in that picture? The Bartimaeus family. Pastor Larry leading, Bartimaeus Baptist Temple family, keeping that legacy of love alive, peeps. Keeping that legacy of love alive. One person, two people, can't do it alone. We've got to do it together going forward. Amen. So let's just wrap it up with a prayer for today. Heavenly Father, we are so extremely honored that you have a way to use us, even when we don't really see how we could possibly be of any use to your kingdom. You have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us. And what better opportunity to use those gifts than here on our Salvation Mountain that we call Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. So, Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the opportunity to be of service and to keep that legacy of love alive. So thankful to have Pris, to have Kimmy, to have Pastor Larry, to have all of you and all of us working together towards that goal. And what is it? This message hasn't changed. Repent and be saved. And God is love. And we are so eternally grateful for that, Lord. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. Grant us the wisdom, courage, and strength, Lord, to press forward towards a bright new future for Bartimaeus Baptist Temple, family, and friends. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.